Veterans Affairs wants to help put an end to veterans homelessness, so the department is repurposing its West Los Angeles campus to serve particularly vulnerable veterans, such as women or severely disabled ones, who are also homeless. The campus redesign will help VA implement the White House policy that no veteran should live on the streets. Here with more on the plan is Vince Kane, the director of the VA's National Homeless Center. Mr. Kane, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
All right, so how did this come about? There was an agreement with groups, I guess, that were asking or maybe legally asking the VA to do this.
That's correct. The acceleration of our plan, which was part of a national movement, really kind of took hold back in January when our secretary, Bob McDonald, met with plaintiffs that were suing VA for our not engaging homeless veterans the way the community thought we should be. Secretary sat down with the plaintiffs, came up with a resolution, and with community, we quickly developed an action plan that would not only repurpose the campus, but activate community more in our planning and in our partnerships to address the housing, healthcare, and employment needs of homeless and at-risk for homeless veterans in Los Angeles.
All right, so give us a sense of the scope of the situation out there in Los Angeles. How many, how big is the homeless population, do you suppose, and what are some of the special characteristics of it?
So Los Angeles has been documented for some time. Many people call it the ground zero of veteran homelessness. It's the city with the highest number of homeless veterans. Last PIT count, which was done and published on 2014, indicated that roughly on any given night in January, there was about 3,740 homeless veterans, either in shelter or on our streets. The majority of those veterans, sadly, are Vietnam-era veterans that have been on the streets far too long. Many have been experiencing what we call chronic homeless, which means they've been homeless for at least a year or more, or that they've had four or more episodes of homelessness in the last 3 years. Many have significant medical conditions that really do require more aggressive care, and that's why our plan really calls for revitalizing the campus, using permanent housing as a primary solution to ending veteran homelessness, using an evidence-based treatment known as Housing First to quickly engage those veterans, not only connect them to housing, but then to give them the supports they need to both achieve that housing and maintain it over time so that they can better connect to health care, employment, or other supports they need to successfully be home and reintegrate back into the communities that they served.
So nearly 4,000 on a given night. That's a pretty high number.
Yeah. And yeah, what let me just update that.
Sure.
Later this month, there'll be an additional update. And I think that's why Secretary McDonald kind of stepped in and said, what do we need to do to accelerate our planning processes and our resources in Los Angeles? So not only are we repurposing the campus to provide permanent housing, we're putting additional funds into the community to help veterans and families achieve permanent housing in the community. So we're really kind of looking at two fronts, building up community affordable housing, as well as repurposing the campus, particularly targeting that group that you talked earlier about that have been the chronic homeless, that are the aging veterans that really need the richness of that campus, to live a dignified life and to reconnect to community.
And give us a sense of what facilities the VA has in Los Angeles and describe what is now on the West LA campus.
So we activated the plan February 13th. And since that point in time, we've made several key changes. One of the most immediate changes is that with our community partners, We've expanded what we would call stabilization or bridge housing, which is making housing available immediately when an outreach worker engages a homeless veteran on the street. They can immediately contact either the VA or our community partners, identify where there is an available bed in the community, quickly get that veteran to the bed, and start working on a more permanent housing and service plan for them. So we've either repurposed beds or added new beds to achieve that. Additionally, we announced an additional $30 million to the Los Angeles community, working with our partners, nonprofits in the Los Angeles area, who provide both prevention and rapid rehousing services to veterans, both trying to prevent veterans from becoming homeless, and then for those that are homeless, more quickly engaging them at the shelter door or on the streets, and quickly connecting them to permanent housing with some time-limited supports to help them. Recently, we just announced for the greater Los Angeles area an additional 700 HUD-VASH vouchers, which again are designed to target the chronic homeless. So these are some key resources that we've put in place to better meet the housing and the health care needs of our homeless veterans in Los Angeles. We're also adding additional staff, because it's not just about helping to get the veteran housed. It's the whole initiative is about really bringing them home and making sure that they have a home. Well, that means having case management supports to really help them sustain the housing once that's in place. So we've really, for lack of better terms, supersized our case management models so that the veterans that have the more intense needs really do have the kind of supports they need to maintain their housing and to live that dignified life in the community.
Okay, we're speaking with Vince Kane. He's the director of VA's National Center on Homelessness. But what is in the what is in VA's West Los Angeles campus now? Is it a hospital? Is it an apartment building? I mean, what do you have to change physically?
On the campus, we have a medical center that really provides the the full acute services. But we also have residential treatment programs that can provide short-term treatment, including drug and alcohol treatment for veterans. We have several community partners working with us on the campus that provide short-term housing while we work with veterans to achieve permanent housing. And we're going to be opening a residential treatment program focused on supported employment and transitioning veterans that have formerly been homeless that now are in a better position to move out into the community to have a safe place to be while they're developing their job skills and moving into the job market so they eventually can live independently. So there are some things we have in place on the campus now. What we have is a solicitation for a master plan to repurpose the campus, which would be with the appropriate legislative authorities, the capacity to add permanent housing, which means that would be the veteran's home. They would sign a lease. They would move into that home. They would live there. We're waiting for some changes in legislation that would allow us to do that. We have the master plan that will help us repurpose that 388-acre campus to have not only housing but other support services. So it really becomes more of a community for the veterans, for those that would be staying on the campus, as well as our newest generation of veterans that would be coming to the campus for services. We're building up the vocational services there, the educational services, and other supports they need to truly reintegrate back into the community. So that process is underway. Our solicitation actually closes on May 4th, and we expect to announce an awardee to help us develop and deliver a master plan by October of 2014.
And you've got some non-compliance users or land lease agreements that you've got to kick a few people out in the meantime, too, sounds like.
Well, I think part of the plan that Secretary focused on is that campus, as the community pointed out to us, was not ideally utilized to prioritize the veterans. So there are some lease agreements that were put in place that aren't focused on veterans that, we're working with them now to exit the campus. That's all part of the master plan. And the intent is to really make this campus a home. for the veterans and a thriving resource for veterans and for the community. But the focus will be on veterans and not on land lease agreements that don't prioritize veteran services.
Vince Kane is director of VA's National Homeless Center. Thanks so much for that update.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on.